All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for another edition of Pittsburgh Works, because it does, and we begin with an old friend, now with Family Hospice and Palliative Care, my former producer, the man that taught me everything that I know in this industry, and that's why I'm still working. Here he is, Mr. Greg Jenna. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Rob. Great to be here. Thanks.
You know, November, National Hospice Month, and we were talking before we get into really why you're here. It takes a special breed of people to do this, and, you know, I have been dealing with a lot of people in my life passing of late, and it always seems as though hospice comes up in the conversation. And the great thing about hospice is you think about these people that get up and go to work every day with the first thing on their mind is death and how they make it a positive experience, especially for the family and the patient in need of being more positive than ever, dealing with such a very atrocious and horrible situation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, end-of-life care is the conversation that no one wants to have, but we all need to have, Rob. And at Family Hospice and Palliative Care, we advocate advanced care planning because we think the time to talk about your end-of-life wishes is now. Oftentimes, when a loved one is diagnosed with a life-limiting illness, family kind of tends to be in crisis mode, and that's not when you want to make decisions. What you want to do is sit down today with your loved ones and with your physician and talk about, this is what I want to have happen if and when that time comes.
One of the things that I noticed in some of the information that you sent me was enhances life. My question is, hospice, death, how can you enhance someone's life?
Well, we enhance life through a lot of enrichment programs that Family Hospice offers. Just because a person is diagnosed with a life-limiting illness doesn't mean that they have to stop living.
Right.
And that's what's so special about the services we offer. Family Hospice offers things like pet therapy because pets evoke great memories and emotions. Art and music expression for those who want to enrich their daily lives. Massage therapy, Reiki. We have spiritual care counselors if the person requests. These are all things that can help make every patient enjoy the most of life.
1980, so you've been around for a while. How do you think people look at hospice today as opposed to 1980?
It's come a long way, for sure. And I think while hospice is not necessarily the most understood word, we've made great strides. And that's why at Family Hospice and Palliative Care, we strive to educate every day. We provide support not only for the patient, but for their loved ones. And we provide education for local healthcare workers and the public in general.
Hospice, we know. Palliative, what's that mean?
Well, palliative care and hospice are similar in some ways that they both provide comfort. They both provide symptom management for patients. Hospice is for someone with a life-limiting diagnosis of 6 months to live or less. Palliative care also focuses on comfort, but it can be administered anytime during the course of any illness. So in other words, hospice is for someone who realized they've done everything they can, and the focus shifts from curative measures to comfort measures. Palliative care, you can still be receiving curative treatments and receive palliative care to enhance your comfort and your quality of life.
3,800 patients, 9 counties. So obviously you've got a huge base there. How do you make it all work?
We make it work because we have a phenomenal staff. Family Hospice and Palliative Care have, I always say that our clinical staff has a special calling, and we hear that from patients and family members all the time. They're often called angels because they really strive to respect our patients' wishes. We have about 245 staff members. We have over 460 volunteers, Rob, that work throughout our 9 counties that we serve, and they do everything from office work to sitting bedside vigil with patients while they're dying.
And I got to believe many of those volunteers, correct me if I'm wrong, were actually clients, patients, or family members at one time that knew what was going on and experienced it and just had such a moving experience by being involved in it that they wanted to come back and give back.
You're exactly right. Many of our volunteers come to us that way. They've had an experience with Family Hospice, and they were so touched by it that they want to give back. And we could not survive without the dedication and the work of our volunteers.
24/7, you're there, including private homes, personal care, nursing homes, hospitals, inpatient center, of course, the Center for Compassionate Care in Mount Lebanon, the Center for Compassionate Care in Canterbury and Lawrenceville. But as far as if people need your services, and maybe they haven't gotten a hold of you beforehand, and they're in a very desperate situation right now, they're trying to make everything work around them when all seems to be failing around them, when they're losing, say, a parent or a spouse or, God forbid, a child. How can they just pick up the phone, call? What do they do? How do they get from point A to point B with Family Hospice and Palliative Care?
Absolutely, they can pick up the phone. They can always have a conversation with their health care provider, but they can also call Family Hospice toll-free at 513-2148, to ask questions, to get information. We also invite people to visit our website at familyhospice.com. It's full of a lot of useful information. And right on our familyhospice.com website, you can also link to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel at the top of every page of our website.
Now, here's what I don't understand. In all cases, it's different. Sometimes people linger. Sometimes they go quickly. Sometimes, you know, there are those miracles that do happen. So emotionally, how do the people that work for you, such an even keel, because everyone that I've talked to, they're just such pleasant and wonderful human beings. And we've talked about you have to have that calling. But when they go into a situation like this, they must take time to sit down and get to know the family because they don't know how long they're going to be there. So they want to make sure they're engaged and plugged in immediately.
Absolutely. Our family hospice staff connects with loved ones, caregivers, families all the time and develop bonds. And even if it's, you know, as you said, some patients may be on service for a few days, there are still bonds that develop. And oftentimes we will see families come back to our offices. They'll bring cookies or they'll send a card because they were so touched by what our staff has done.
All right. You gave the number out, 800-513-2141, familyhospice.com. Facebook page, obviously you can like them there. And Family Hospice YouTube channel. What's that all about?
Well, our Facebook page reaches out and gives family members an opportunity to connect with each other and stay connected with Family Hospice. We use it a lot for education. Our YouTube channel really has a lot of variety on it. We have our quality of life videos featured there. And these are videos where a patient can sit down with our quality of life program coordinator and share their life story. And that becomes a beautiful leave behind for the family. We've featured some of those on there. Also on our Family Hospice YouTube channel, we have some videos called Just Talk About It. These are a series of one minute videos produced by the Pennsylvania Department of Aging, and they cover various aspects of end-of-life care. So if you're listening this morning and you're not sure how to start that conversation with your grandfather or your mother or your loved one, watch some of these videos. It's a great way to kind of get the ball rolling.
Now, here's what a lot of people are saying right now. How do I pay for this?
That's an easy question to answer. Hospice is actually covered under Medicare benefits. It's also covered under Medicaid, and just about most private insurance covers hospice. So all of your basic services are paid for. At Family Hospice and Palliative Care, we're a nonprofit organization, so we also offer services that are not insurance or Medicare reimbursed through those services, such as pet therapy and some of the other things we talked about, massage, Reiki. That's why we rely on funding and generous donations to provide those services to patients as well.
Listen, to your entire family, I can't thank you enough. You've been dear friends for many, many years, and to your children, and obviously the time that we spent here at the plant, but also for what you're doing now, because I got to believe when somebody says thanks to you, just being that buffer to help them step aside to gather themselves to be able to do what's really important and to be there with that loved one as time is going by and their life comes to an end. It must be very fulfilling what you do.
It is, Rob, and we find that every day because the most common comment we hear from family members is, I wish someone had told me about hospice sooner.
Well, that's why you're here.
Absolutely.
And because Pittsburgh works. He's Greg Jenna, Family Hospice and Palliative Care. We'll be back with much more in just a moment as we continue with Pittsburgh Works on News Radio 1020, KDKA,